This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The Autism Film Festival is coming up this Sunday here in Austin. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the festival is an opportunity to see all facets of life on the spectrum.
The Autism Society of Texas will roll out the red carpet this weekend for what Jackie Benestante says is a peek behind the curtain of everyday life for families with someone on the autism spectrum.
Film is such a good way to really see and understand autism. Like, we can sit and talk about autism all day, and we can do autism acceptance and autism awareness, but when you see the film, you totally get it.
Benestante is the director of external affairs for the Autism Society. This year, the festival is showing a series of short films and one feature, A Boy Called Poe. It's about an overworked father grieving after his wife's death and trying to care for his autistic son.
You need to eat your sandwich.
Where's mommy?
Fine. You don't want to eat it? I'll eat it. Oh, what a delicious. Turns out Dad makes a mean PB&J sandwich.
Don't be afraid, Daddy.
Afraid of what, Paul?
There's so many facets to having a kid with autism, and it's such a huge spectrum disorder, but a lot of parents deal with, like, toilet training and are, you know, escape and elopement and behavior and communication, and there's just all of those things in that film, so all of that is portrayed.
Lawrence Becker got into film innocently enough. He was an English teacher at St. Stephen's School in Austin in the late 60s when one of his high school students suggested making a film to break up the essay routine. In the early 80s, he was so moved by the story of Scottish artist Richard Vavro, he produced a documentary about him called With Eyes Wide Open. Vavro was initially diagnosed as retarded, as they called it back in the 1950s, but was later corrected to autistic. He produced amazing art despite being legally blind. After producing that film, Becker found even more extraordinary stories of people on the autism spectrum producing extraordinary art.
I tell people I'm an aqueduct. I'm not the water, I'm not the source of the water, I'm the instrument through which it flows. So I tell their stories.
Part of his film, Fierce Love and Art, will be shown this weekend. It's about the lives of savants, like the story of artist and poet Kimberly Dixon of Round Rock. Dixon was largely nonverbal, but communicated through a keyboard and speaker.
Just because we cannot speak or cannot speak well, it doesn't mean we don't think or have intelligent ideas.
Another filmmaker, Mariam Farazadi, says there's a universal theme in her short that everyone can relate to.
The story of Blue is about the struggle of being different, and I want to make aware people about to accept differences as an asset rather than unwanted nuisance.
Jackie Benestante with the Autism Society says some of the short films at the fest will not necessarily be about autism.
Like, JB's Paper Train is actually just like a little train in a song. And, you know, it's just, they're kind of all over the place, but all kind of connected by autism.
She says the festival is geared for teens and adults. They're also trying to be careful about sensory issues for all guests.
To make it more sensory friendly, what we've done is just kind of made sure the volume, like at the AV check, we went through every film last week and listened, like if there's a part where like we were like, what, like A Boy Called Poe, for example, the music, the entrance, the whatever, when the credits are playing at the beginning, it was really loud. And we were like, whoa, this is too loud. Like, this can't work.
Lights will be low in the theater, not completely dark. Also, filmgoers that find it difficult to sit will be encouraged to get up and move around.
We'll just make sure they're comfortable to know, you know, go stand in the back, walk around, pace if you need to, go out in the lobby, take a break, like just be comfortable.
The festival is a fundraiser for the Autism Society to help pay for programs for kids and adults on the spectrum.
We will help you from pre-diagnosis all the way through the end of term.
Joy Alexander is the Autism Society's interim executive director.
We have an employment program through the city of Austin that we have as well to help adults get meaningful employment and not just thrown into something based off of a label that they have.
She says there'll be auctioned items and other activities, but she's looking forward to seeing her community out and about.
I love us all being able to get together. I'm really excited about our feature film and, of course, popcorn.
The third annual Autism Film Festival is Sunday at the Austin Film Society Cinema. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.